News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pratik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The government has brought OTT platforms like Netflix, Amazon Prime Video and Disney Plus Hotstar, besides other online news and current affairs content, under the ambit of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, giving it powers to regulate policies and rules for the digital space. So far, there was no law or autonomous body governing digital content in India. According to a notification issued by the Cabinet Secretariat on Tuesday night and signed by President Ramnath Kovind, the decision has been taken in exercise of the powers conferred by Clause 3 of Article 77 of the Constitution by amending the Government of India Allocation of Business Rules 1961, and it will come into effect immediately. With this, the Information and Broadcasting Ministry has the power to regulate policies related to news, audio, visual contents and films available on online platforms. The decision came in less than a month after the Supreme Court sought the Centre's response on a PIL for regulating the over-the-top platforms by an autonomous body. Now the OTT platforms, which were hitherto unregulated, are expected to come under rules and regulations. In January 2019, 8 video streaming services had signed a self-regulatory code that laid down a set of guiding principles for content on these platforms. The code adopted by the OTTs prohibited 5 types of content, including those deliberately and maliciously disrespecting the national emblem or national flag, any visual or storyline that promoted child pornography, any content that maliciously intended to outrage religious sentiments, content that deliberately and maliciously promoted or encouraged terrorism, etc. However, the government had refused to support this code. In their plea in the Supreme Court, advocates Shashank Shekhar Jha and Apurva Arhatia sought a proper board or institution or association for the monitoring and management of content on different OTT and streaming and digital media platforms. Lack of legislation governing OTT and streaming platforms is becoming evident with each passing day and every new case that is filed on these grounds. The government is facing heat to fill this lacuna with regulations from the public and the judiciary. Still, the relevant government departments have not done anything significant to regularize these OTT and streaming platforms, the plea said. None of the OTT and streaming platforms have signed the self-regulation provided by the Information and Broadcasting Ministry since February, it added. The ministry had earlier told the top court in a separate case that there is a need to regulate digital media and that the court may first appoint a committee of persons as amicus before laying down guidelines with respect to the regulation of hate speech in media. The All India Transporters Welfare Association, or AITWA, one of the foremost apex bodies of India's road transport sector, has extended support to the Bharat Bandh called by the Confederation of All India Traders, or CAIT, against goods and services tax and for the Chakka Jam, or road blockade, on the same day. All state-level transport associations have confirmed their support to AITWA in this one-day non-operation of transport in protest of the fuel price hike and scrapping of new e-way bill laws introduced by Government of India. The nature of the movement is to reject booking and movement of all e-way bill-oriented goods for one day. All transport companies are asked to park their vehicles between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. as a symbolic protest. All transport godowns will display the protest banners. All customers will be approached by transport companies not to book or load any goods on February 26, 2021, said Mahindra Arya, National President, AITWA. Transporters across the country have been using the latest amendment in the GST laws, which has halved the validity of the e-way bill, a permit associated with the interstate and intrastate movement of goods, from 100 km per day to 200 km per day. Penalties for a truck carrying a consignment with an expired e-way bill or with an erroneous e-way bill amount to 200% of the tax value, or 100% of the invoice value under Section 129 of CGST Act 2017. For small and medium transporters, especially those involved in part load movement of goods or retail transportation, complying with the new rule has meant a higher and costly compliance burden, with penalties running into lakhs of rupees for circumstantial delays. This may lead to completely shutting their shop. AITWA has been writing letters to the Government of India on various issues of transport industry, mainly on issues of impracticable e-way bills under GST and unviable pricing policy of diesel. AITWA demands abolishing the e-way bill, as the newly introduced e-invoice is good enough for preventing tax evasion. Vehicles may be tracked by the government using FASTag connectivity to e-invoice. Transporters should not be subject to any penalty by the government for any time-based compliance target of transit. Diesel prices should be reduced and mechanisms need to be discussed and created with the transport industry for future regulation. Diesel prices should be equalized across the length and breadth of the nation, added Mahendra Arya. The political parties in Jammu and Kashmir have, for the first time in the last 18 months, after removal of Article 370 and ending of statehood, welcomed the agreement between India and Pakistan to work for truce on the otherwise volatile boundary. India and Pakistan agreed to a strict observance of all agreements, understandings, and cease firing along the line of control and all other sectors, with effect from midnight of February 24, 25. The two sides reviewed the situation along the LOC and all other sectors in a free, frank, and cordial atmosphere, the statement said, adding that both sides reiterated that existing mechanisms of hotline contact and border flag meetings will be utilized to resolve any unforeseen situation or misunderstanding. Immediately as the news broke, Kashmir mainstream and separatist parties reacted with optimism and hoped that the new chapter of engagement between India and Pakistan will lead to peace in the subcontinent. People's Democratic Party President Mehbooba Mufti tweeted, "A big and welcome development that India and Pakistan have agreed to a ceasefire along the LOC. Dialogue is the only way forward if both countries want to stop the unending cycle of violence and bloodshed across the borders and J&K. National Conference Supremo Farooq Abdullah too welcomed the agreement between the two military officials to observe ceasefire alongside the border and LOC, saying the measure will instill sustainable peace between the two neighboring countries. A former U.S. Olympics gymnastics coach with ties to disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar killed himself on Thursday, hours after being charged with turning his Michigan gym into a hub of human trafficking by coercing girls to train and then abusing them, authorities said. John Geddert had been scheduled to make an appearance in Eaton County Court near Lansing. "My office has been notified that the body of John Geddert was found late this afternoon after taking his own life. This is a tragic end to a tragic story for everyone involved," Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said. Nessel earlier announced that Geddert was charged with 24 crimes, including sexual assault, human trafficking, and running a criminal enterprise. The charges were the latest fallout from the sexual abuse scandal involving Nassar, a former Michigan State University sports doctor, now in prison. Geddert, 63, was head coach of the 2012 U.S. Women's Olympic Gymnastics team, which won a gold medal. He was long associated with Nassar, who was the Olympic team's doctor, and also treated injured gymnasts at Twistars, Geddert's Lansing area gym. And Twitter is branching out from advertising to find more ways to make money, both for itself and for its most prolific users, whether those are businesses, celebrities, or regular people. In an investor presentation on Thursday, the social media company announced a new feature called Super Follows, which let users charge for extra exclusive material not shown to their regular followers. This can include subscriber-only newsletters, videos, deals, and discounts. users would pay a monthly subscription fee to access the extra content. Twitter users and the company's investors have long been asking it to launch a subscription-based model. This, as a growing number of internet creators and influencers use tools like Patreon, Substack, and OnlyFans to make money from their online popularity. The subscriptions will also allow Twitter to tap into a broader range of revenue sources in a world where online advertising is dominated by a Facebook-Google duopoly. Twitter did not detail what percentage of the revenue it would share with celebrities and others who sign up paying subscribers. Exploring audience funding opportunities like super follows will allow creators and publishers to be directly supported by their audience and will incentivize them to continue creating content that their audience loves, the company said in a statement. Super follows is not available yet, but Twitter says it will have more to share in the coming months. Another coming product, Review, will let people publish paid or free newsletters to their audience. There's also Twitter Spaces, a Clubhouse competitor that lets users participate in audio chats. It is currently in private beta testing, which means it is not yet available to the general Twitter audience. The San Francisco-based company also said its revenue goal for 2023 is more than $7.5 billion, more than double its 2020 revenue of $3.7 billion. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.